Hey, hey, thanks for tuning in to the show. And even more, welcome to the year 2022. This really is exciting to think you made it another 365 days. If you were all here for 2021 in this show, a big thanks for supporting the show for so long and being part of the community. The show has grown a lot since then, especially in the focus of the content, where we used to do 5 days a week, capturing the daily activities in the market and interviewing all types of financially successful people. We've moved to just 3 days a week of less isolated news and more focus on getting the beginner properly prepared to enter the space. With that in mind, we're going to continue to arm ourselves with both skills, both physical and mental skills, to ease our transition from bystander to stock trader. Take a moment to leave a 5-star review for the show, and then we'll jump right into discussing stop losses and the role they play for beginner traders.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, what is a stop loss and why should we use it? A stop loss is a trigger set to remove a trader from a position if the price goes too far against them. It's like the line in the sand for traders. For example, if the stock for company XYZ is going up to 12 from 10, or I believe the stock is going to go to 12 from 10, then I enter in at $10. I would have a stop below $10 just in case I'm wrong and it goes down. If the stock does go below my entry of 10 and it goes down to, say, $9, my stop triggers and my brokerage sells the shares for me so I don't lose more money. The same thing happens the other way if you're shorting a stock and the stock goes up. Now, not all brokerages have stops, but most of the larger and more established ones do. TD Ameritrade, E-Trade, I'm sure Schwab probably does too. Robinhood doesn't, and I don't believe any of the other apps, app-based brokerages like Webull and stuff, do either. But I could be wrong, so we'll stick with those big ones, TD Ameritrade, E-Trade, Schwab, etc. Anyways, why use a stop as a beginner? Right, we understand the utility of it, but why should I even use it? Can I just watch? Many experienced traders on YouTube that are sharing content out there don't use stops, so why should I use them? I could just watch the market. Well, it's twofold, really. One, you're preserving a small account, right, to keep you in the game. These larger content creators who are not using stops might just have money coming in or cash flows or just an account large enough to handle taking bigger losses. As beginners, we want to preserve our account as long as possible because that's how we get experience. So it's easy to blow up an account by just being wrong on just one or two trades if you're not protecting that cash with proper money management and not having the nerve to accept the loss and get out. As a beginner, we have these thoughts in our heads like, it'll turn around, I can't be wrong, or I'll just wait till it goes up to break even and get out without losing. Right, those are thoughts that beginners have. So for us, stop losses help alleviate the need to fight those thoughts off, right, in the beginning. Those are important, right, because as an experienced trader, you're going to have those thoughts as well, but your mind will be strong enough to fight those off. As a beginner, it is very tempting to sit in a trade and just hope it comes back, or sit in a trade and just hope it gets back to break even and you don't lose any money, or just hope that you're not wrong, right? Those thoughts are very hard to fight off as beginners. Stop losses eliminate that stuff, right? Or it eliminates the need to have to fight it. You could be trading during a volatile period, right? And you just don't know, right? You don't know how to maneuver during certain parts of the year where the stock market acts differently. Those can actually lead to big losses as well due to just lack of experience, right? Not even the thoughts in your head, just not knowing what to do in certain situations and certain times of the year. Having a stop loss, again, protects your account from your own ignorance, right? Not knowing. Trust me, my ignorance has cost me a lot of money because I did not have stop losses in. And the second fold is the discipline, right? Following your plan without hesitation. This is a key skill that all successful traders have that set them apart from beginners. By developing discipline early on, your learning curve to becoming successful at this is reduced greatly, right? So yes, it takes less discipline to have a stop in because you don't have to click to exit the trade, but you do have to click to put the stop on, right? And that is a part of discipline as well. Now, here are a few principles to keep in mind. You want to stick to your initial stop, right? Don't adjust the stop for more leeway. For example, if my stop is at 9 and the stock when my entry was at 10, if the stock gets down to, 9.01, right? And I believe it's going to go through 9, but I think it'll still turn around. I shouldn't move my stop from 9 down to 8.50 or 8.30, right? Because I think I want to give myself a little bit more room for the stock to turn around. No, stick to your initial stop, be disciplined, and get out without hesitating. Now, it is okay to be stopped out of a play and the play to go back the other way. For example, if you enter at 10, it drops down to 9, hits your stop, you're out, but then it bounces back up to 10. If you still believe that this is a bullish stock and you think it's going to keep going up, it's okay to enter in at 10 again, right? You may have been wrong and the timing, but maybe not wrong on the play. You could be wrong on both. It could drop back down to 9 again. But if you still feel that if the indicators that you're using, whatever it is that tells you to enter a trade, if those are still there and there's still technical support for you thinking the stock's going to go in one direction and you got stopped out, it's okay to enter if those technicals are still there supporting your decision. And you can try to get into that trade again. So it's okay to be stopped out and to re-enter if your plan says it's okay to re-enter. Stops aren't bad things. Now, as you begin getting more experience, there are circumstances where you don't have to use a stop loss at all, right? If you have time to watch and check in on the markets all day, or not even every day during the day, but maybe every day of the week you can check in, or every week depending on your time horizon, then it's okay not to use a stop because you'll be there. And you also have experience, right? Also, when your time horizon changes, for example, Warren Buffett has a time horizon of 10 years. He doesn't need to use stop losses. He will adjust if the story of the company changes or some fundamental changes, but he doesn't use any stop losses. For you, if you're trading on a long-term horizon like that, or even maybe you're not trading on a 10-year time horizon, maybe you're trading on a 2-year or a 1-year time horizon. If you don't have to look at the market every single day because of your time horizon, then maybe you don't need a stop if you don't believe that the daily movements of the stock are going to throw off your technical support, right? If your time horizon is long enough, if your time horizon is a week or a month, then yes, stop losses. But if your time horizon is 2 to 3 years or 3 to 5 years or 10 years, you don't necessarily need stop losses once you have experience. That is the key, experience. As I've said, many seasoned traders don't use stop losses. They either trade in a long enough time horizon that their exit rarely gets triggered, or they spend enough time watching the markets to execute their exits without the need for a software trigger because they have enough discipline to exit without hesitation, right? Again, that comes with experience. Even if you have the time to watch the market, let's say you work at home and you have the time to literally watch the stock all day, that doesn't mean you'll have the discipline to get out when it's time to get out, right? That comes with experience. However, for us beginners, right, this goes along with what I just said, before we can learn to exit ourselves without the hesitation, the act of putting on the stop order immediately after entering the trade is building our discipline, right? It's building our discipline as our experience grows, and it protects our account from a swift demise. By now, if you've been with us for a while, you should have a decent idea of how to use TD Ameritrade. If you're still only using Robinhood or Webull, now is the time to get acquainted with one of the more powerful platforms so you can have access to stop orders. This is a small but necessary step to get to the end goal for all of us, right? Financial freedom. So protect your account and build that discipline. Join the Discord as well for live trades and stocks and options, and to ask me questions on the fly if you have any. Until we speak again, just remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.